USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Trump is scheduled to take the stage at CPAC to close out the annual gathering of conservatives. Trump's former senior campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski, tells Fox Nation he knows what's in the speech and says the energy among conservatives is amazing.
Look, 2 years ago, you remember, he came out and he hugged that big, beautiful American flag, spoke for 2 hours on the stage and laid out what he wanted to do for America, which is called America First. That vision hasn't gone away, and there are more people who need it now more than ever.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is asking the state's attorney general and chief appeals court judge to appoint an independent lawyer to investigate claims that he sexually harassed two female staffers. Charlotte Bennett, an aide in the governor's administration until last November, told the New York Times that Cuomo asked her inappropriate questions about her sex life. Another aide, Lindsay Boylan, has accused Cuomo of kissing her and making inappropriate comments. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine receives emergency use authorization from the FDA. Here's Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
The emergency use authorization granted for Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine allows for that shot to be used in people 18 and older. The company says it will have 20 million doses delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
First cases of the coronavirus variant first identified in Brazil have been detected in Britain. English health officials say 3 cases were found in England and another 3 in Scotland. Public Health England says it shares some mutations with the variant first identified in South Africa, and it's possible that it might not respond as well to current vaccines. The FDA has authorized the COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, tells NBC Meet the Press that Americans should be just as comfortable getting the shot from Johnson & Johnson as Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines.
If you look at the efficacy against severe disease, greater than 85%, and there have been no hospitalizations or deaths in multiple countries, even in countries that have the variants. So the only way you know one versus the other, if you compare them head to head, and they were not compared head to head, they were compared under different circumstances. All 3 of them are really quite good, and people should take the one that's most available to them.
The approval comes as vaccine doses are in short supply across the country. The company is set to deliver 20 million doses by the end of March. Germany is restricting travel from parts of France because of the high rate of variant cases. Travelers from certain areas must provide proof of a negative coronavirus test before being allowed to enter the country. German officials warn that the variants could spread more easily and fuel the infection rate. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.